Chazal says, "Nishmas was b'chach chesed shagam Rav Yehuda misach Shabbos daf kuf lamed gimel." Rav Yoshi had learned from a pasuk that mila is done even if there's a tzaras b'mokam mila, and it's going to have to be cut off through the mila. Still, you're allowed to do the mila. You do the mila. Affect the Gemara, the cutting off the tzaras is unintentional, and therefore, who needs a pasuk to say it's mutter? Abayi says the pasuk only needed according to Rav Yehuda, who says that an unintentional act is aser. Dov Shem Miskaven is aser. Rav says even according to Rav Shimon, who says Dov Shem Miskaven is mutter, this is a situation. That's why it would be aser if not for the pasuk. According to Abayi, what would Rav Shimon learn from this pasuk of Besar? Rav Amram says it's needed to teach that the tzaras can be cut off even when someone tells the moil cut off the tzaras, and thereby he has intention to keep miskaven for the dover. Still, it may be cut off for the mila. That's when an adult is having a mila done to him. What about when a cotton is having a mila done? The Mishashi says the pasuk there would teach that even if the father instructs the moil to cut off the tzaras, still it could be done. Shekhemur, why would we allow the father to do that? Why don't we just have someone else give over the baby to the moil who doesn't care about the child in that way and won't instruct to have the tzaras cut off? The Gemara says we're discussing a case where there is no other person to give over to the moil. Although we find that Abaye agrees with Rava that psik reisha, even if Shimon would agree it's aser, but he agreed with it after he heard him say that over here. There are those who learned this shakal v'tarya of Abaye and Rava is back and forth on a little bit of a different inyan where it says that we learn from a pasuk that says you're allowed to carry things, let's say on a shoulder that has tzaras, even though you may risk of taking it off. Then you have the same shakal v'tarya. Gemara had earlier quoted a braisa that said that mila bezmanoi is when it's an eighth day mila, it's doicha yomtev. How do we know this is the case? Chizkiya learns it from the pasuk by carbon pesach, says a blaze siru menu ad boiker, v'hanoish menu ad boiker, boish yosef, who says boiker twice to teach that the leftover carbon pesach he can't burn on the morning the first day yomtev. You have to wait till chalamoid in order to burn it. So too, a mila l'shalei bezmana is not considered something that has to be done in yomtev, and therefore it's pushed off to lift the yomtev. Abaye says the pasuk oil shabbos shabbatai teaches that only a carbon of shabbos can be brought on shabbos, only a carbon yomtev can be brought on yomtev. A mila, which is not on the eighth day, which doesn't therefore need to be done on yomtev, cannot be override yomtev. Rava learns from hulavadi yosel lechem. Hulavadi teaches that a mila done after the eighth day does not doicha shabbos yomtev, since it can be done afterwards, it's not doicha. Ashi says the word shabbos soin l'gabi yomtev says someone who does malach on yomtev even asay as well as the lois asay. If so, the asay of mila can't be doicha an asay and the lois asay. Therefore, it has to be done after yomtev. Eighth day mila has a special teaching which teaches that it does override shabbos and yomtev even though it's an asay and a lois asay. She said klalam Rabbi Akiva v'chulu. Rabbi Yehuda name of Rav passes like Rabbi Akiva that the bachshir and mitzvah of mila is not doicha shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda name of Rav also passes like Rabbi Akiva got the same general rule regarding carbon pesach. If you could do it before yomtev, it's not doicha yomtev. If you can't do it before yomtev, it is doicha yomtev. He had to say in both places if you'd only say legabe mila, he would say if you miss the mila on the eighth day, there's no karis, and therefore it's not doicha shabbos. But carbon pesach, if someone doesn't bring it, it's a karis, maybe, but therefore it is going to be doicha. Only say legabe pesach, you would say pesach is not doicha shabbos. You know why? Because it doesn't say bris 13 times, but mila, which does be maybe even machshir mitzvah doicha shabbos. That's why you have to say it by mila and by pesach. Dr. Mishnah, you're allowed to do all the necessary things of mila on shabbos. You can do the actual mila, priya, and the mitzitza. You can also put a bandage and ground cumin on the wound. If the cumin was not ground before shabbos, you're allowed to chew it to grind it on shabbos. If he didn't thoroughly mix wine and oil before shabbos, which they would put on the wound, he's allowed to put them separately onto the wound on shabbos. You're not allowed to make a shirt for the mila, which was a tubular bandage that fit over the mila to keep the skin from returning to the way it was. So you're not allowed to make that on Shabbos, but you're allowed to take a piece of material and wrap it around the mila. If he didn't prepare that on Friday, he can wrap it around his finger and wear it, so to say, to the baby and carry it there, even if he has to go through another chatzar. Jack the Gemara, the Mishnah lists all the parts of the mila and says mutter. So when it says that you're allowed to do everything that's needed for the mila, what does it come to include? It means to include what's taught in the braisa that while the moil is doing the mila, there are strands of skin that are left there by the mila, even if they're not active the mila. Still, if he's in the middle of the act of mila, he's allowed to cut them off. However, once he's completed the procedure of the mila, he's only allowed to cut off strands that are ma'ak of the mila. The time of this braisa that says he had to take an ali, go back and cut strands that are not ma'ak of the mila. Rabbi Rechanan Rabbi Yechon says Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon and Breiku, who says that when you skin the animal by a carbon pesach, you're only allowed to do it ad achaza, you're not allowed to continue doing it afterwards. The same concept over here. When erev pesach falls out on Shabbos, where it says Rabbi Shmuel, it could be doesn't allow over there the skinning because that doesn't do anything for the beauty of the mitzvah. However, removing the strands of the skin by the mila actually is ve'anveyu for the mitzvah. Maybe he would agree. Rabbi Ashi says the time of the braisa Rabbi Yosi, who says if someone sees a moon on a clear Friday night, he can't go to Bezin because it's unnecessary because many other people saw it as well. So same thing over here, going back and cutting the skin that's unnecessary for the mitzvah would not be allowed. It says mila is different because mila, you are allowed to be mechalal Shabbos for mila. Maybe therefore Rabbi Yosi would agree that once you be mechalal Shabbos, you can go back and cut these pieces off. Though he says the time of the braisa is the rabbanon who argue on Rabbi Yosi with regard to lechem upon him. Rabbanon say when the lechem has to be al hashulchan tamid, that means that literally as you're pulling out the old lechem upon him, the new ones have to be slid in. So you see that you can't have any separation in this act. You can just take it off and put out the new ones later. It can be this time in between is not a problem. The time in between after you finishing the mila and going back for those leftover strands, even if they're not ma'akev, it's still part of one mila, you'd be allowed to do it. It's the rabbanon who say that it's not exactly at the same time, it would be a new act. They're the ones who would be the ones that would hold that you can't go back and after you're done with the mila and not cut off the other strand because that would be a new act. Bryce says if someone didn't remove the strands of the skin that are necessary to remove to make a mila proper one, he's chayiv karis. Kahana says we're talking about a mila done on Shabbos. This is the moil's chayiv karis for improperly doing a mila. So the mila was just a wound. It wasn't a mila. Prophet says it's referring to an adult. adult who still has these strands of skin there, he doesn't have a proper milah. So he's chayiv koras for not having a milah. Rav Ash says, talking about the moil was chayiv koras, and because the bride's talking about where the moil began the milah immediately before Shabbos. And the people told him, you don't have enough time to complete the milah before Shabbos ends. I mean, as Shabbos was leaving. So he felt that he had enough time, and therefore he went ahead with the milah. Ultimately, he didn't have enough time, and therefore he made a womb without completing the milah. That's why it's chayiv koras. Mishnah said, moitzis in the chulu. Papa says, the moil does not do metzitza, puts the child in danger, and must be removed from his position. Back tomorrow, that's posher. Since if you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, it means the sakana for the child doesn't happen. So, we would have thought that metzitza doesn't cause a wound, rather it just draws blood that has gathered and lets it out through metzitza. We said, no, it actually creates a wound. Mishnah said, "Venois nala is polonis." I said, his mother told him, the woman who raised him told him, the solution to remove all pain is made of 7 parts fat and 1 part wax. Rava said it's made of wax and the sap of a tree.